From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Conservation officials say 8 people were shot, 3 of them fatally, during the 2018 fall deer and turkey hunting seasons. The Springfield News Leader reports that the Missouri Department of Conservation says 2 of the fatal shootings happened at hunting camps, and the 3rd happened in the field. Of the 5 non-fatal incidents, 4 were self-inflicted, and the 5th occurred when the hunter shot a victim while swinging on game. Conservation officials say hunters killed more than 290,000 whitetails during Missouri's various deer hunting seasons in 2018 to 2019, an increase from the more than 280,000 whitetails that were taken in the 2017 to 2018 season. Court documents say an undercover St. Louis police officer reported that his colleagues beat him when they mistook him for a protester following the acquittal of a white former officer in the deadly shooting of a black man. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Detective Luther Hall also described the attack as a, quote, free-for-all in the newly released affidavit. The FBI used the statements to justify searches of 4 officers' cell phones as agents investigated Hall's attack and the detention of other protesters during a 2017 demonstration. The protest was among several that followed former officer Jason Stockley being found not guilty of first-degree murder. That investigation resulted in charges in November against 4 police officers, and all have pleaded not guilty. A congressman from St. Louis is urging utility and service providers in the region. A congressman from St. Louis is urging utility and service providers in the region to take measures to ease the burden of federal employees impacted by the partial government shutdown. Democratic U.S. Representative William Lacey Clay wrote to corporate officials at Spectrum Communications, the utility company Ameren, and Spire Energy, noting that more than 12,000 federal employees in Missouri are without income, quote, through no fault of their own. Clay is encouraging the companies to avoid shutting off service or charging late fees or penalties for impacted federal workers. The impact of the shutdown continues to ripple across the nation as it stretches into its 32nd day. A proposed settlement could end the long legal fight over a failed effort to build an artificial sweetener plant in Moberly. The proposal is between bankruptcy trustee Bruce Strauss and former MamTech CEO Bruce Cole and his wife Nanette. Bruce Cole created MamTech and persuaded Moberly officials in 2010 to issue $39 million in bonds to build an artificial sweetener plant. The plant was never built, MamTech went into bankruptcy, and Cole served about 3.5 years in prison for theft and securities fraud. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the proposed settlement would free more than $800,000 to pay creditors of the bankrupt company. The Coles would receive $100,000 for the sale of their Beverly Hills home and would not have to pay a $1.25 million judgment to recover money taken from the bond fund. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.